Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Bharat Agri Fert and Realty Limited Business Outlook Earnings Conference Call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Lakshmi Chalwadi from Capital Square Financial Services. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Good evening, everyone. On behalf of Capital Square Financial Services, I welcome you all to Bharat Agri Fert and Realty Limited Business Outlook Earnings Call. We have with us Mr. Yogendra Patel, Chairman, Managing Director, and Mr. Vijay Yogendra Patel, Director from Bharat Agri Fertilizer and Realty Limited. Now, I hand over the floor to the management for the opening remarks and outlook on business. Over to you, sir. Thank you.
Hello.
Sir, you are audible. You can proceed, sir.
Yeah, first I will brief, then we will put these question answers. I will brief about the company's initial. Is it okay?
Yes, yes. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Bharat Agri Fert and Realty Limited is a listed company, and it is founded in 1962, and it was the first company in India to make NPK fertilizers in India under the project finance from the NRI investors. Now the company is presently engaged in three divisions. First is a core sector fertilizer business, manufacturing single super phosphate, phosphatic fertilizer in powder and granulated form. The second is company is engaged in the hospitality business, where it is developed under the Enchavio Resort, a brand resort in Palghar district of Varna Taluka in Maharashtra state. And the company is also having realty division, where they are acting as a developer, or you can say builder, having its project completed six towers, high rise tower in Majiwada Thana, and the present they are having one high rise building tower, which is the tallest in Majiwada, for which the required permissions have been taken. So company is distributed in fertilizer manufacturing, hospitality business and the real estate business. Yeah, over to you, sir.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session.
Yeah.
Participants on the audio bridge who wish to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have the first question from the line of Yashwanti Shekhar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, this is Yashwanti Shekhar. Good afternoon, sir. I just wanted to understand, like, we have a freeze business segment. So how much revenue has been reported for FY23 under each segment, and how much do they contribute to the overall revenue? This is my first question.
Ma'am, your voice is not audible properly. Can you repeat it again?
Yeah, so you mentioned that you have a three business segment. One is fertilizer, one is the hospitality, and one is your real estate. So just wanted to understand what has been the revenue for FY23 from each of this segment, and how much do they contribute to the total revenue percentage-wise. Am I audible now?
You want this detail for the which quarter, 31st March or 30th June or 30th September, because everything is mentioned on the BSE website. So presently I don't have that ready figure with me available, but since we were only interested in knowing this other future outlook of the business, we don't get those things ready with me at the moment, readily. Please excuse.
No problem, sir. So can you please give us the growth plans for each of this segment going forward?
That's good. Now, growth plan, we have the capacity in fertilizer division to produce 132,000 SSP, which is single super phosphate, and 1 lakh ton of granulated single super phosphate. Presently, we are not in a position to operate the plant at full capacity utilization because of the 2 years before there was a Ukraine war, and now the companies of fertilizers are not comfortable because of the ongoing war situation in Egypt, near Egypt, Jordan and Syria, where the maximum raw material for fertilizer is coming from that country, and the prices have also gone up. So we are in the process of offering our entire plant, machineries and assets to a bigger size manufacturing and trading company like Indian Potash Limited, Chambal Fertilizer and Chemicals Limited, like so many other companies who are on our wait list. So we will offer our assets on lease come conversion basis. So we will concentrate much on our realty business and resort hospitality business in the near future, which is from April 24 onwards. And also there are some issues with the government of India, because this is a totally price controlled, administratively price controlled. Subsidy is also fixed by the government.
Perfect.
And the prices are also governed by the administrative ministry, Department of Fertilizers, and therefore there are narrow margin for the companies who does not make higher productions. And we want to tie up with the companies who has got multiple products like urea, DAP, NPK and other grade of fertilizers, so we can add our fertilizer to their products, so they can market better this thing in this Maharashtra state.
Okay, so what it means that going forward your focus area will be the hospitality and real estate, and it seems
yeah.
that you will be earning a good margin over there.
Yeah, and I would also like you to give details on the realty business also. We have the approved plant from the Thane Municipal Corporation for building a ground plus tilt plus 59 floor residential flats. On each floor there will be 8 flats of 2 and 3 BHK. The total there will be 457 flats. We have got all the required permissions from MOEF, Civil Aviation, Commencement Certificate up to 23 floor, and required permission from all the competent authority like Chief Fire Officer and or any permission from the Collector Office. And the work has already started last month, and we expect to complete the plinth work by April or May 24, and the project will be completed within the next 3 years or 4 years maximum. And regarding hospitality, I will request my director Vijay Patel to brief you on hospitality business and Anchavio Resort.
Hi, good evening to everyone. So regarding Anchavio Resort, we started 8 years back with only 8 rooms, and with little progress every year, we have increased our room capacity to 51 right now. And there are more infrastructure development going in and around the resort itself, like we are building a new reception, we are building a new restaurant, so that we can cater to more, you know, wedding destinations and corporate events, because that is where the more revenue will be generated looking into future. So our main aim going forward for hospitality is, as we have a good land bank around the resort, we are planning to develop it in a same pattern, in because our main theme and the USP about Anchavio Resort is that it is conceptual living. So we have 19 different categories in this 51 rooms, and every guest whoever come, we want to give them an experience that whenever they come to the resort, they stay in a different conceptual rooms. Like, I'll give you an example of the room names which we have. Like, we have a stone room, we have a pyramid room, we have a barrel room. Then we are the first room in India or Maharashtra, you can say, that which has a slide from their room to the pool. Like what people experience abroad and international, and we want to give them that experience in Bombay, sitting in India, is what our main aim is, looking into future as well. And for any weddings or any destination wedding, we need at least a capacity or an inventory of 120 rooms. So we are almost reaching the half capacity right now, because we have reached 51 to 55 rooms. So our plan is to go ahead, because then only we can have a capacity of 250 to 200 people wedding. And per, if you can say, the main revenue which any hospitality or a hotel earns, even in rural or even in the, you know, if you say, maybe outside Maharashtra also, like you know a lot of places like Jaipur and Udaipur where they do a lot of weddings. The main revenue and the profit is only when weddings are happening. So that is our main aim, which we have realized now. And in normal FIT business, which is called like normal travel agent business, that is going on, and the monthly occupancy is also going great because this is the season time right now. From November onwards till March, as it is on the bank of the river, the resort is situated on the bank of river Vaitarna. So the climatic condition right now in December to March is very favorable for, you know, couples or families to have their small events or an engagement event or a birthday party and stuff. So right now our focus for the coming 1 year is to cater to all of them and try to close as many businesses possible. And at the same time, every month or every quarterly, we want to increase 10, 15 rooms, 10, 15 rooms. So that is on the hospitality sector.
Okay, so what is the land bank you say, which is around this?
So currently we have 120 acres, which is under the possession of the company. And we have other few proposals in and around the company land bank, which is almost 200 acres, which we are planning to, you know, buy once we go ahead in future.
Yashwanti, you are not audible.
8 to 10 rooms every month you wanted to expand.
No, quarterly, I said. So basically, because every room normally costs us, if you want to, like now what we are planning is, if you do basic rooms, now the basic room cost comes to, in building a basic room, comes to around 12 to 13 lakh rupees, okay? So every month to pump in 55, 60 lakhs is not possible. So what we are planning is every quarter, because we can easily manage around 4-5 rooms every quarter, and we are planning to go in a specific design only with the number of rooms, because the corporates and the wedding people, they don't want too many categories. They want similar categories. Like if I'm doing a corporate event for 100 people, if I give them 19 to 20 categories, they tell us that, you know, sir, how do we bifurcate all our staff into different categories? Because then they have internal problems there. So that is why we are planning right now to, you know, have number of our Bougainvale rooms. There is one category of room which is called Bougainvale, which at the moment we have 15 rooms. So we are planning to increase that 15 rooms to more numbers so that it can cater to corporates, because a lot of corporate events are also there. There are 3 corporate events already lined up in January. There are more coming in February. So right now we are catering to small corporates, which are 40 people and 50 people because of the room capacity. But once we grow into that number of rooms, we can then cater to the same company, but we can have their larger groups. Like we can have 100, 150 people corporate events, because we have a big lawn which can have 500 people at one stretch for an outdoor event. So all the other infrastructure are done. Now we are building a restaurant which is almost 5,000 to 6,000 sq ft. So which can cater to us for a sitting, you know, lunch or dinner, or a sitting, you know, function for our weddings or any corporate events for almost 250 people.
Right.
So that's the plan. We have already done with our reception, which will be opening in the first week of January, reception, which is going to be for the long term. We have kept the reception size in our mind, thinking about 120 to 150 rooms. So the reception is already ticked off now, and the only thing now left is the restaurant, and then we go on with the rooms.
Okay. And so what is the average room charges you have? That is the revenue per room?
Sorry, I couldn't hear you properly.
The average revenue per room?
So average, basically, as I told you, we have different category of rooms. So our basic category starts from around 8,000 to 9,000 rupees a night, and it goes up to almost 45,000 rupees a night. So if I do an average for a monthly ADR, like an average room revenue which we can get per room, it comes to almost 14,000 to 15,000 rupees a night.
Okay. And during the peak season, it is almost 75 to 80% occupied, right?
Yeah. So if you say now, if I tell you the numbers for November, we had done 62-63%. December, we are already working right now at 70%. And few 3-4 days are still left. January already bookings are coming in because of corporates and all, but then again it will not reach to 70, it will be around 60 to 70 only. This 60-70 will continue till March. Then April will be a little lesser, then May will be almost 80%. Because May we always get good numbers is only because of the children holiday vacations and all, nah? Summer holidays. So we get lot of bookings during May. And the occupancy shoots up during May. Then again we drop down in June, July because of monsoon season, then all the Indian festivals. It goes like how the hospitality norms is with all other, boutique resorts in and around Maharashtra. It's the similar thing only. The only thing is Lonavala has a plus point about monsoons because they have good greenery. But our plus point is that we have a river throughout the year which is always, full with water. So our guests can enjoy good, pleasant nature time at the resort. And we give a lot of activities as well.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We have the next question from the line of Nipa Harya from Nipnil Consultancy. Please go ahead.
Thanks, sir, for giving this opportunity. On this Majiwada project, I would like to know when this project will be completed. As per RERA, what is the date given?
Yeah, Majiwada project, the date of completion is given is 31st, 12th, 2028.
Okay, and what work, has the work started, the leveling and all, has the work started?
Yeah, the work already started last month only. Now the excavation, first excavation has started last month only. And the plinth will be completed by say 31st of May. And then it is a 60 floor rise, high rise building. So every month we will be able to complete 3 slabs. So you can take 60 divided by 3, 20 months will go for erection of the slab, 6 months for the excavation, and another 12 months approximately will be completed for the finishing from first floor to 60th floor, because you have to make all the lighting arrangements and flooring, tiles, everything. So we are confident to complete this project within 3 to 4 years, but you know the RERA, we have not to ask for the extension. So for safer side, we have taken 12 months, and our past record says we completed 6 buildings on the same place, which all buildings were completed, and OC was in time, occupation certificate, and we have already formed the society and handover to the foundations. So first tower, first 6 towers which we completed were having 385 residents members, and you will appreciate that there is not a single complaint from any of the customers with any of the court of law. There is a repetition what we are building in Majiwada Thana. So with this new tower also we don't find any difficulty in construction. This is only one tower which is left out in our whole area of 6.5 acre land bank.
And are the bookings started for this place?
So booking we will be starting only after we get our the draft agreement of sale booklet. As per the RERA, we have to get the draft agreement of sale ready, which our advocates and solicitors are preparing. And by the next month, the agreement of sale will be uploaded on the RERA site. Then only we will start the booking. As per the RERA, we have to take only 10%, then 20% at the time of registration. But before the registration, few customers are asking to get the loan, so they want to know the clarity on the existing projects, earlier projects completion, earlier occupation certificate received. So by January end or February, we will be able to open our marketing on any official day of Gudi Padwa, like that.
Okay. Thanks a lot, sir.
Yeah, thank you, madam.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Priyadarshi Srivastava, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Sir, as you previous in the previous questions, you answered that you have a land bank of near a resort of around 120 acres. So that 120 acres is fully constructed and occupied, or you were talking about developing that and some part of that in development, or there extra 100 acres you are going to develop?
Yeah, sir, I will explain you. total land bank at the Vada, which is Kharivalli village, Taluka Vada, district Palghar in Vada Taluka. The entire land is in the name of companies, which is Bharat Agri Food and Jagi Limited. Out of 120 acre, 18 acre was built for fertilizer manufacturing division, and 10 acre was built in Enchavio, leaving 92 acre still balance as on date, sir. So we have 92 acre freehold land to be developed either by plotting or expansion of the resource activities and other projects which we are planning in our business outlook. We were to discuss that we will be also building, inviting for some good sports club and health spa and so many other activities. So we want to go step by step. After generating and settling out of our real estate business of Thana, the cash flow will be utilized for the development and building more assets in the company by developing this land available with the company. I think it is okay.
Okay. Thank you for that, sir. Sir, next question is that apart from the Thane projects, once this Thane projects is completed in next 3 years, so you have any plans to develop any other projects, or you have identified, or you have land bank in any other parts of the Maharashtra or Mumbai?
Yeah, sir, I will explain you. In addition to 120 acre land, we have got an opportunity to either get the additional 30 acre land, which is in the name of promoters only, adjacent to the resort and fertilizer unit. So that will be our first priority, to increase the land bank from 120 to 30 acre. So we can have the common infrastructure facilities of the existing facilities. So the cost will be lesser. In addition to that, we have our Bharat Fertilizer House situated at the Flora Fountain, exactly opposite Mumbai High Court. Or you must have seen the Zara shopping malls, Zara shopping outlet,
and
on 12 Nanabai Lake, where the new tube station is also going to come.
Metro.
So we have now Bharat Fertilizer House ready-made available with us. With 35,000 square feet, we can make Rera carpet sellable. And there is an FSI of 6.5. So that will be also our another pipeline project for the commercial building in the fort area. In addition to that, we have one proposal of joint venture of the promoters bungalow at Ville Parle East, very near to the Sahara Star Hotel and Airport. And there we have got a good FSI of approximately 40 to 45,000 square feet, eligible for 13th floor of 3 and 4 residential luxurious flat we are going to plan, not a conventional 1 or 2 BHK, 3 and 4 BHK luxurious flat. There is also the project in the pipeline, sir. At the moment, which is in the hand of the promoters and the company, we don't want to buy the additional land in outside Maharashtra. We have not thought it over at the moment, but we can consider if proposals are coming.
Okay, and sir, these projects you spoke about right now, when they are likely to get into, like, they are still on a drawing board, or they will likely to be executed in what time frame?
Yeah, sir, first land procurement of 30 acre, it is already in the pipeline. So by another 6 months, we will be having that land possession in our hand for the 30 acre land for the expansion of the resort. Number two, the Bombay office building, at the moment we are on the drawing side. We are submitting the papers to the Bombay Municipal Corporation. Once we get all the clearance and CC, then only we will, then we will demolish that building and start construction, because it is not that big, 35,000, which may take 1.5 years, which will also start in the another 1 year time. And regarding the billable East, since this being a commercial building, it may take at least minimum 1 year to get on the stage pipeline, sir. So all projects are in the pipeline. At the moment, we are concentrating, focusing on the completion of the field of the high-rise building, which is the prestigious tower in the Majiwada Thana, tallest building in Majiwada Thana.
Okay, sir. Yeah. Okay. I got your point. Thank you. So my next question is regard to your fertilizer business. As you mentioned previously that because of the government subsidies issues and control as well as Ukraine war situation, you have but businesses on the lower side. So what is the current capacity utilization over there, sir?
The present capacity utilization is in the range of 20 to 22%, because we could not get the raw material imported from these countries from last 6 months and so more also. Now we want to give to this to the bigger company who has got the multiple product with them, so that they can add our fertilizer to them, and they don't have this super phosphate product in their basket. They have urea, DAP, NPK and other complex fertilizers, but they don't have our product. So we have made such arrangement. So we will give them our assets on and plant on conversion basis, so that they can pump the required material to import the raw material with the higher working capital facilities. So we don't want to get ourselves into borrowing more funds for the fertilizer and get our funds stuck in the fertilizer subsidy. So therefore we are planning to concentrate much on the realty business of Thane and the resort, so that we don't come under the delay in subsidy or if season failures, any operational problem which we experienced in last 4 to 5 years after the COVID-19. Fertilizer is becoming more difficult day by day, because we have no control over fuel price. Rupee dollar exchange is gone from 75 to 84 rupees. And because of this war situation, we have got some fear factor that we may not get the raw material, even if we have got the funds borrowed from the banks. So therefore, we thought feasible to give these plants on the lease for the period of 3 years. After the 3 years, if the situation is stabilized and the elections and everything is being stabilized and the government's policy is being revised to the benefit of the industries, we may discontinue after 3 years and start our own production.
Okay. So this is already this, your plant has been already given to them, or it is yet to be?
Yes. Sir, the prime condition of the receiver point of view that you have to make your factory assets net free in respect of the stocks. That means they have told us to remove our old stocks of raw material, sell this product by March and by April when the new policy comes. So if the contract will be from 1st April till 31/3/2027.
Okay. Yeah. So my next question is related to subsidy only. So I just wanted to understand that once this subsidy part is calculated or received, in what way? Once the goods are sent to the dealers, or once the goods are sold to the customer, sir?
Yeah, I will explain you, sir. The subsidy mechanism comes under DBT, which is direct benefit transfer, and all fertilizer companies in India comes under NBS scheme, nutrient based subsidy. Now when you talk about super phosphate, it contains sulfur 11% and phosphate 16%. So the government of India, on every 6 monthly and yearly, they calculate the normative cost of the nutrients, and then they declare the subsidy on all the phosphatic fertilizer and nitrogenous fertilizer. Now, your question, when you get the subsidy, first you have to distribute your fertilizer to the dealer or a wholesaler. When the farmer purchased from them, from their shop, at that time they have to proceed for the Aadhaar card, PAN card, and put their thumb impression. That is called post sale, the point of sale. The moment the farmer, actual users or consumer buy the fertilizer from the respective dealer shop, you get the subsidy on weekly basis from the Department of Fertilizers. Subsidy release is not at all an issue. Only thing, seasonal wise, the demand and supply plays a very important role. In Maharashtra, the consumption of SSP fertilizer is 10 to 11 lakh tons per year, and we have the capacity of 1,32,000. So we are operating at very low capacity at the moment. So we want a good partner who can support us in producing and marketing the product. Production is our key factor. So that is what we are worried about, production and purchase and the planning of production.
Okay, okay. So thank you very much for answering my question, sir. And one before I end, just one more request, sir. If you can put up your updated investor presentation on your website or in the BSE, get it uploaded in the BSE, it will be very helpful for investors like us, sir.
Surely, sir. We will definitely consider and we'll put as requested by you, sir.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir, and wish you all the best.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Padmaja Ambekar from Parmeshwari Advisors. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir. So I would like to know who are your competitors in fertilizer segment?
Yeah, the main competitor in our fertilizer what we make is Rama Phosphates Limited, then another is Khetan Chemicals and Fertilizers, Coromandel International Limited, Aarti Fertilizer Limited, Jubilant Science Company, and Shiva Fertilizer, Prasant Agro and Pushkar Chemicals and Fertilizers. These are the major players in the state of Maharashtra. They are all multinational companies and very big companies. So we want to tie up with big companies who can distribute our fertilizers on conversion basis. So that is why this decision has been taken by the board to engage with the bigger fertilizer companies. Like we will be discussing with the Indian Potash Limited, who is India's largest potassic fertilizer importer. And the Chambal Fertilizer is also well-known fertilizer companies, who are also our distributor once upon a time before 3-4 years. So we want to restart that kind of business. And presently, Green Star Fertilizer, a subsidiary of Southern Petrochemical Industrial Corporation, Chennai-based company, is our wholesaler distributor who is distributing our fertilizer in the state of Maharashtra.
Okay, okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
and all the best.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Amog Divarkar from Ekdal Traders. Please go ahead.
Hello. So, am I audible?
Yes, sir. Whatever.
So what is the CapEx that we are looking for is growth and how will we fund it?
Sir, regarding a fertilizer unit, we don't need any CapEx at the moment because the existing plant is well built and checked by the receiver side of the company who is going to take lease on this plant. So we don't need much CapEx on our fertilizer unit. As regards the real estate business of Majiwada Thana, we have 29 crore loan sanctioned by Saraswat Cooperative Bank, but we have hardly used that funds at the moment because we will be using the funds which is being received by way of 10% and 20% after the agreement, once our agreement of sale is ready. And another, our contractors are all under barter trade. So that means that there will be a barter trade arrangement with the contractors. So there will not be much funds needed for our this new project. And in past also the 6 towers which we have raised and built as a developer, we have never borrowed any money for the construction of the real tower because it is a free whole land. So we don't have to pay 50 or 55% the cost of the land to the projects. And the rest of the area is as per the government TNC policies of the FSI. And resort we will be using our funds on our cash flow basis because we are only developing 4 to 5 rooms as our director said. So that is manageable. So we don't want to borrow any extra and excess money for this development of our forthcoming projects which are in the pipeline, except the purchase of the land and the development of Fort Office and Villapalle East Residential Tower, which is in the pipeline, but today we don't have any projects for borrowing the money.
Thank you, sir. Sir, I have one more question.
Yeah.
In financial year 23, balance sheet borrowing of the company is around 18 crores.
Yeah.
Do you see increase in this borrowing due to expansion plans?
Can you repeat, sir? Please.
Sir, in financial year 23, balance sheet borrowing of the company is around rupees 18 crore.
Yeah.
And do you see increase in these borrowings due to expansion plan?
No. We have already from April till December, we have reduced the banking working capital limit because we have to hand over the plants, freehold plants to the leasing company. So today, if you say the bank borrowing is come to only 10 crores from 31st March, as on 27th December, it is round about 10 crores maximum of fertilizer division and 4 crores of the resort for working capital. So 14 crores. So out of 18, we already reduced 4 crores. And once the sir Khana projects will start, and after the plant is completed, we will be able to make the total nil liability of all the bankers. We don't want to burden the company for the interest borrowing after the Thana project, the plant work is completed. Because we will be getting almost 40-45% from the Thana residential, where we don't have to pay anything for the land, and for the construction also it is on the master sale, sir.
Okay, sir. Yeah, sir, just one last one. Sir, what is the per square feet rate going on in the current Majiwada location in Thane?
Yeah, I will tell you, sir, per square feet rate in the Majiwada Thana West area is presently in the range of 21,000 to 20,000 rupees per square feet on a RERA carpet basis, including GST and stamp duty, SDR, and one compulsory free parking. So you can say 21,500 is the average price going in and around in our area at the moment, sir.
And we have
3,75,000 RERA carpets available as per the permission which has been received at the moment.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vaishali Parkar from Vihan Investments. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah.
So, few things I wanted to understand from the call that, you know, earlier our main business was a fertilizer business. So, now we are moving from fertilizer business to the resort and reality business. Am I right in understanding?
No, madam. Fertilizer business, since because of this war situation, and we don't want to borrow more funds for the working capital, we are making a, break for some time and to concentrate much more on our bigger projects of Thana Real Estate. After the 3 years, when the subsidy policy and the government decisions and everything is being stable, we will again come to fertilizer business because that is our core sector business from 1962. Presently, since we are facing difficulties in availing this raw material from the war zone countries, and also there is a marketing issues of season failure and monsoon failure, we will come back after 3 years. Within that 3 years, we will have our own funds for import of raw material and sufficient working capital. Real estate and realty business, we are going ahead because that is not going to cost much from borrowing the funds point of view. And
so what is our plan for this coming 3 years for the fertilizer business?
Yeah, you can say fertilizer, we are going to take an example. If we go on the plant on the lease, based on 132,000 ton capacity, even if we take 50,000, which is 50% of the capacity, the revenue will be approximately 75 to 80 lakhs per month. So you can generate 9 to 10 crores from the conversion and the lease basis, which will have a better profit margin because the company does not have any working capital and the term loan liabilities, and the plant is totally depreciated. And we have the additional benefit of plants can partly run with the solar heating systems. So that will be an added benefit to our company. And with the reduced cost of productions of the labors and repairs and maintenance, because it is already set plant at the moment.
Okay. The plant total capacity is 132,000 tons, if I'm not wrong.
Per year.
And now for time being, we are going to keep it on, give it on lease, where we can get a, you know, continuous revenue from this particular segment.
Yes. From the same asset which is not put into operation. This is what I have given the smallest example of 50,000, but if the.
I understood.
Yeah.
What about the Anchavia Resort? Right now we have, I think 55 rooms available right now. By end of this year or maybe in next 2 years, how many rooms we are expecting to come into the capacity?
Yeah. Basically right now we have completed 50 rooms. You can say 51 rooms. By January 31st, we'll be having an inventory of 55 rooms and our new reception will be done. We will be also focusing on making our new restaurant, because as I said earlier also, the main focus out here for us is to get weddings and corporates. To have weddings and corporates, we need to increase our inventory, and also we need to have a better, you know, bigger space for restaurant, for better, you know, banquets or, you know, for their corporate events, sit down events, presentations, their functions and fairs and everything. Our focus is, because right now it's the current season, we don't want to disturb our current infrastructure or, you know, create issues or any disturbances for the current guests who are coming right now. Our focus right now is to increase few rooms. Like, as I told you, by 31st March, we'll be having 55 rooms. Our plan is also by 31st of March, after this year, by year ending, we should have almost 60-62 rooms. We are increasing gradually. We are also considering, you know, that maybe if once the Thane project, you know, it kicks off and we start getting the amounts for bookings and everything, and the revenue starts coming in and the cash flow increases, our plan is to create another 45 rooms in a civil structure, which is like ground first and second, which is again as Bougainvillea category, like a base category. But do it in a civil structure, because civil structure, like if I do it in the same resort manner but in a civil way, it goes with the theme as well, and the maintenance and the operation cost is more lesser than what we have on individual theme rooms. We will be creating few theme rooms in and out just to, you know, create the buzz of Anchavia, because our USP is, you know, conceptual living and theme resort. We will be having few, we have few themes in our mind, which we will be putting every 6 months. Those rooms will be only 1 month room, but we need to at the same time increase the number of base category rooms so that we can cater to weddings and corporates.
Okay. What is the per night average, you know, room fare for at this point in time?
Yeah. Our room pricing starts from 8,000-9,000, which is for our basic category, and it goes up to 40,000-45,000. Our basic average room rate, which we can generate, is around 15,000-16,000 rupees a night. This is including only breakfast. If you do like, you know, all other things like lunch, dinner, all meals included, it changes. But this is like an average is ADR, if you can say, is 14,000-15,000.
Okay. What kind of occupancy rate we get over a year? I understand that, you know, this business is more of, you know, cyclical or, you know, the seasonal for that matter. What kind of
These months, right now, November, December, because November starts with the Diwali. November, December, January, February, March, it goes up to around 65%-70%. April, May it goes up again. April is a little, you know, slack because there is school openings and, you know, year ending has happened and everything. A lot of corporates also don't come in April. It's New Year's for everyone, the new starting of a year and everything. April is little slow. May again it kicks off because of summer holidays, exams are over. June, July is again little down because of monsoon and Ganpati and all this season, because people don't step out of their house till Dussehra, I'm saying. June, July, August, September, the occupancy drops up to almost 45%-50% also sometimes. On an average, if you say completely throughout the year, we can get around 55%-65%.
Okay. And earlier in your presentation, you said that the Thane land is a freehold land. So am I right in understanding that this has been owned by the company, and we do not have to pay anything for the land parcel?
Out of 120 acres, everything is company's, and it is all under company's name. It is everything is all.
No, I'm asking about the Thane land.
Yeah, Thane land also we purchased in 1962 at a cost of 2,65,000 in 62, and today also we have nothing to pay on land cost. Only what we have to pay for the higher floor, the extra TDR. Transfer on right, which will come only after 34th floor onwards. Till that time, we have our own FSI, free FSI available for the 50% of the area.
Okay. So we are saying that till 34th floor, we can build without paying anything for extra FSI. And once that, we have to build more than 34th floor, we have to buy TDR. And that we can, how we are going to, can you give a little bit math on that TDR, that how much money you have to spend?
TDR can be purchased from the TMC directly nowadays, either on premium FSI or ancillary. There is a scheme available in the Thane Municipal Corporation. You have to make only 20% of the down payment in the initial stage. In the 80%, you get the loan from the Thane Municipal itself at 8.5% rate of interest for a period of 5 years. And whichever is early, suppose you complete the occupation certificate before 4 years, then you have to make the 80% to the Thane Municipal Corporation. And the rest of the some 20-25% TDR you can buy from the open market, which is plentifully available at the moment. But we don't want to put all our money at the moment in the upper floor land investment, because we want to concentrate on completion of plinth. So where we need our fund, but that also we have got a backup plan with the 29 crores of the sanctioned loan from the Saraswat Bank. So we are comfortable only from the finance point of view or construction point of view, and we are confident to complete within 3 to 3.5 years this full building with the occupation certificate.
Okay, and how do you see the Thane market? Because if I'm not wrong, many projects are coming, and that is also many organized players are also coming, like Godrej, and already there are few organized players having this project in the same location. So how do you see that competition?
Yeah, I fully agree. In and around our area, there are two bigger players. One is Kalpataru, and another is the Lodha complex. But now the Lodha entire project is likely to be finished in a couple of months, or say you can say maximum 1 year. And Kalpataru, which are planning, they have completed the residential, but the rest of the things they have converted into commercial. And they have given that area for the Amazon company. So the commercial don't make any competition. As regards what you said is Godrej and other projects which are very far from our place, which is on the Ghodbandar Road and Kolshet Road, while ours is in the heart of the city, Thane, which is called Majiwada. So we have certain salient features, USP, of having upper middle class families staying in and around our area, and having all the facilities like big bazaar, hotels, restaurants, hospitals, temples, police station, petrol station, everything within half a kilometer area, not even 1 kilometer, and you are away from the noise of the pollution. And another Rustamji project is also there, but that is on the highway of Bombay, Thane-Nasik highway. So generally the people does not want to stay on the highways where there is a continuous noise of the trucking in the night. So ours is in a city area which is very prominent, and we have over 6 towers already completed. And we expect 20-30% of the buyer will come from our own existing building only, the 385 flats. We expect 1/3, you can say, people will come from our existing society, Federation Society. So we don't anticipate any marketing issues at the moment. Only thing, we are going slow and steady. So after completion of the plant, the people will have more confidence and we can execute the agreement of sale. So can get 45% at the time of agreement of sale.
Yeah, and we have all the required registrations and licenses with us. And we are associated with all the banks for the loans and everything.
Yes, yes. We already complied all our registrations, the formalities. And also we have some 7 reputed bankers on our payroll or on our site who has approved our housing loan finance. Like Canara Bank, Punjab National Bank, Bank of India, Bank of Baroda, and State Bank of India, the largest public sector bank, who has already approved our projects to give the loan to the buyer who wants to book the flat after executing the agreement of sale. They will lend him 80 to 85% or subject to the young age people, they can go loan up to 90% for 25 years.
That is for my side, sir. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you.
Thank you very much, madam.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may press star and one. We have the next question from the line of Bhakti Oja from Ganesh Enterprise. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Sir, can you tell me the contribution of the Enchavio Resort in this quarter?
So, in this Enchavio Resort, if you see, the we have almost given 4.5 to 5 crore is what we are looking at, our contribution for this quarter turnover.
Okay, sir.
And overall for the whole year, we might reach up to 18 crore.
And also, sir, what is your view on fertilizer segment and how do you see growth happening in this segment, as I believe it is very regulated industry?
Yeah, yeah. I already explained to few members. Again, I will say fertilizer is highly regulated by the rules of the government, Department of Fertilizer, restricting the sale of the area, restricting the price, and there is a fixed return on investment, which is only 11% return on capital investment of the company. And there are a lot of administrative problem in the present situation, importing of raw material, which is coming 100% from Egypt, Syria and Jordan, which is now at the moment is in war, declaring war zone. So therefore, we are not going to invest or use more working capital by burdening the company. And therefore, we have decided to offer our plant assets on rent, or you can say lease on conversion basis, from which we can have better profitability, being a lower production cost of our unit in the present situation.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Bhakti.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Indresh Malik, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, in your Thane project, we will roughly get 800 crores from the project. What will be the cost of construction?
Sir, construction cost, you can say around 300 to 350 crores maximum, because the land cost is not there for the 50% of our area. So the maximum cost we envisage in our costing, it is 300 to 350 crores, including of buying a TDR and the concession cost, approximately, which is the outer limit, 350 crores is the maximum.
So, sir, we will have a profit of 400 to 500 crores, you can say, in the next 4 years.
Yeah, yeah. 3 to 4 years, you can say. And the said profit, after paying the required tax on the government, we will be reinvesting the same on our resort development and other land purchase of 30 acres in and around the resort area. And also we will be going for the joint venture with any reliable, reputed companies for developing our Bharat House, which is at Fort, which I told you. And another thing, we have got another JV project in hand at Vilepale East for a residential project. And we keep our finger crossed and keep the money reserved with us till 3 years. So once the situation is all better, we can come again in the fertilizer manufacturing and produce the same from our own in-house working capital, sir.
Right. And sir, for the financial year, which we will end in March 24, will the company will be at break-even as resort is picking up?
No, sir. As far as the fertilizer division, we don't want to give you any wrong picture, because most of the companies in India are going to have a difficult time for the 23rd and 24th years. All, not a single company who can make the profit on the super phosphate because of the government policies, decisions at the moment. And there is a restricted this thing. However, a resort as an individual capacity will make profit definitely. And real estate, since we have not started the booking after till then, I think April to September or April, June quarter 24 will be a better quarter. 24-25 will be the profit making of all the company's three divisions.
Right. And sir, around a year back, there was some talk with a tie-up with some educational institutes and some foreign collaboration.
Yeah, we were having the proposals, but somehow those proposals did not click, so we have kept those proposals on the hold. Now, once we start our real estate projects, we will again call the fresh applications from all such foreign buyers and collaborations for a redevelopment of the Anchavio Resort at Vada and also some sports club, or you can say any educational or institutional these things. That project will be declared on the BSC website once it is being finalized.
Right, sir. Sir, and the last question. So, which contractor have you finalized, or you are going with any big company?
For Thane, you want to say?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Thane, we have continued with the existing contractor who has built our previous 6 towers, because there is no point in engaging the new contractor because he knows all the earlier infrastructures like piping and connections and gas connections and civil drainage line, everything. So we have continued with that contractor who is reliable, and there is no complaint from the existing members of the 385 occupants regarding waterproofing or some poor workmanship or inferior quality. So we don't want to experiment on such issues when it is the prestigious towers. So we are going to continue with them only because we are comfortable with the existing contractor. Regarding Mumbai office, we have not yet finalized, but we will be going with the reputed reliable company under JV, because that is also a prime location at the port. So we may go for some reputed reliable companies for that contractors.
Yes, sir. And sir, like our company was dividend paying till 2015. So if we say in March 2025, will you again like to be dividend paying?
Dividend definitely we will consider after wiping out all the previous losses and everything. We want to reward our shareholders. There is no issue for that. So we will see the situation when the half yearly results of the 24 is completed, based on the, because next year you all are aware is the election year. So we don't want the, we don't know clear government policies at the moment, but we assure you that we will reward our shareholders in time, sir. No issue.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for the answers.
Yeah, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. We have no further questions from the participants at this time. Okay. I would now like to hand the conference over to Ms. Lakshmi Chalwadi for closing comments. Over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, everyone, for joining the call on behalf of Bharat AgriFort and Realty Limited and Capital Square Financial Services.
Thank you. On behalf of Capital Square, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.
Yeah. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.